You actually had a already Skype conference started yesterday, and we had sessions in the temple, Sri Ganapati temple, and maybe already there has been some description of what happened, but I also like to give you some of my own personal observations of what I could see was happening. Because in a way it's important to what we have been trying to say and develop. And my talk today also won't be actually the repetition of what I said yesterday, because I am very conscious that many people came yesterday and they are also coming today. So there may be a few things that may overlap, but today I think I will try to concentrate more on a general type of services that can be given to people who come as migrants, and some of the problems they face and some of the services that can be provided, which may be useful in this context. But what I saw yesterday was actually really amazing. The atmosphere was very different because it was in a temple. And that environment, what we might call the ecological context, the incense and the sounds and the smell and the type of feeling was very different. And from what I've experienced elsewhere in, say, a kind of mental health conference, and there was a spirit of a certain amount of warmth, and also the type of partnership, or the way people were interacting, and particularly the teamwork. We were talking about quite a bit about individualistic societies and what we call collectivistic societies, the difference between an individualistic society where the self takes prominence, and this is something that has come out of long historical process, I think, from Enlightenment and so on. And I'm not criticizing the concept or saying that it's a bad thing, but just to understand, and where things are seen from an individual point of view, the self is a kind of bounded, closed, and the person's wishes and desires take prominence, and their rights and their protection takes importance. And our medical model and treatment is also directed at the individual. It's very much individual based, the psychotherapy, the medications, and the concepts, theory, and even the outcome is measured in terms of how the individual recovers. While in collectivistic societies, the world is seen in a very different way. The sense of self doesn't stop with this kind of clear boundaries. The self is part of a family, and what happens to the family is as important. The self sometimes merges with a larger unit, whether it's a family or the community, and what happens there is impacts on that person and the whole unit, and they respond as a unit. The importance may be in when we respond, also when we try to help and assist, unless we take this into account and have our interventions based on this kind of understanding. When the interventions are primarily individual based, then we may miss the bigger picture, and we may not also treat the full problem. But beyond that, when actually we find that we improve the functioning at a family or community level, we re-establish their dynamics and relationships and network, the individual self also improves and recovers, sometimes without any direct individual treatment. So that's what we were trying to say yesterday. And to me, yesterday, what happened there in the temple,